Hello, welcome to sa bagong edisyon ng The Podcast. Ako niyo si Tats Padua. So, it's a holiday special episode. So, happy holidays everyone. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Sorry, medyo delayed lang yung pag-release ko ng podcast. And sorry for a long hiatus. Do I need to explain myself? Sige. I think I owe some of you an explanation. So, eto man nakaraan, di na rin ako nakapag-podcast. You know, if you listen to my latest podcast, naglo-law school ako. Then, what's the naglo-law school ako? Within this, eto man nakaraang December, as this span of December, nagtrabaho na ako. So, yeah. I'm employed now, so medyo overwhelming tong trabaho, tong week, tong holidays na to for me. I'm so grateful for things na nangyari sa akin. I'm so grateful about my friends na nakilala ko within law school. Shoutout sa 1JD5. Thank you for make my stay or yung journey ko sa law school na super, hindi man easy, but you know, bearable. Kasi nandyan sila for me. Salamat sa inyo. And salamat din dun sa nag-employ sa akin ngayon. Although I'm hoping na ma-regular guys ako kasi yung mga katrabaho ko, napakabait nila. Yun, naturuan nila ako sa mga bagay-bagay industry, more likely industrial setting kasi yun nga. Baguhan pa lang naman ako sa industrial setting, specifically sa HR setting. So, thank you for teaching me some processes sa HR. So, yan. Pero yan. I'm so overwhelmed for this holiday. Unlike ng mga nakaraang holidays, 2018, sobrang saya ko. That would be yung last na na-feel kong masaya talaga ako kasi maraming overwhelming na nangyari sa akin. Nag-graduate ako, tapos kapasa ako sa board exam. So, I have high hopes on myself. Kumbaga, sobrang optimistic ng feeling ko. So, yun. 2019, medyo bump out ako. Kasi, yun nga. Not medyo. Sobrang bump out talaga ako. I might say depressed ako nung mga panong yun kasi. Nalaman kung di ako mare-regularize. So, something na parang I consider a dream job. Because, you know, masyado akong nuisance, yung galawang ko pang nuisance pa rin. So, ayun. Well, fault ko naman yun. So, aminado naman ako. Tapos na 2020, wala naman ako masyadong ginagawa. So, medyo down din ako dyan. Pero, even though medyo down ako, di ko hinayaang yung holiday spirit ko ay mawala. You know, kung kilala niyo na ako way back 2020, marami akong ginagawang hit noon. Marami akong ginagawang live stream. But you know, at those times, I felt genuinely happy. Kasi, mga panang yun kasi, more likely nag-experiment ako kung anong gagawin ko. Kasi wala naman akong ginagawa. I'm not busy at that time. So wala akong pinagkakaabalahan ng mga panahon. So, I decided na gumawa na lang ng magaling entertain some people through live streaming na nagmumukbang ako. Quote unquote mukbang. Pero hindi naman talaga siya. No. Nag-stream din ako. Tapos nagla-live stream ako pag halimbawa may pagkakataon na mag-live stream ako, ila-live stream ko. So, it's kind of an experiment on my part para i-launch yung Kuya Tats fan page and, you know, doing podcast and streaming, which I did earlier this 2020, the first half of 2021. Hindi ko na siya napagpatuloy due nga na di pa kaya nung PC ko na makapag-stream and, you know, pumasok na rin ako ng law school. So, medyo swamp out ako sa workload at doon talaga ako nag-focus. But, you know, mas goods na ako ngayon kasi mas nakapag-podcast ako ngayon. Actually, dapat nag-aaral ako ngayon. But, Ayun nga, nagre-record ako ngayon kasi dapat 25 pa lang nagre-record na ako. Pero may mga technical difficulties. And you know me, kapag tinamad na ako, di na ako mag-proceed. I should, kinuwento ko lang yung shit ko nung 25. Pero di naman siya ganun ka-interesting, to be honest. It's just me going to TGI Fridays, eavesdropping for some people kasi this shitty phone, may bagong phone yun. Tapos medyo tinotop up siya, so ayun. It's not that even interesting, sa totoo lang talaga. It's just me nakikiosyoso sa usapan ng iba kasi I'm so bored. But you know, I'm happy rin naman kahit paano. Kinabukasan no, nag Tim Hortons ako, 26, nag-galagala ako, yun lang. Wala. Pero mas maganda talaga kung, you know, if yung panahon ngayon di wala tayo sa pandemya. Kasi, you know, alam natin, pre-pandemic, you know, Christmas season is an inuman season. Kumbaga, non-stop inuman yan. Siguro, from 21 hanggang matapos, hanggang January 2, inuman kayo ng inuman dyan, panigurado. Non-stop na marami mag-ano sa magaya. Pero, you know, we are in pandemic now, so we cannot do all those shit today. Diba? So, that's kind of bump out. So, yun. I guess it is, ano, my way of saying na, please get vaccinated, ano, be safe. Oh, siguro, hindi masyado mataas yung surge nung COVID ngayon, pero, you know, let's be safe. May panibago na namang, ano, trending, you know, there's this girl, I'm not gonna disclose the identity of the girl, kasi, first of all, I know na kilala niyo siya. Pangalawa, I don't give a shit about her. But, you know, her personality, her identity, wala na akong, hindi ko na, wala na akong say doon. Both doon sa, to the fact na, she did something grossly irresponsible. Gross irresponsibility, you know. What I'm saying. Pero yun nga, this girl, nagpa-party daw siya within population and she deliberately, inignore niya yung mga, ano, yung mga health protocols, which is, I think, it's super duper, not super duper, gross, irresponsible. Kasi, you know, as a person na nasa pandemic, we have this unwritten obligation. Di naman siya, well, it's kinda in a law, pero it's our human responsibility and obligation na dapat maging responsable tayo, knowing on the fact na nandito tayo na sa pandemic dahil, di ba? So, you know, the netizens, when someone do something grossly irresponsible, they swamp, they cancel, kumbaga, hashtag cancel this person. Does she deserve it? For me, it's kinda is, pero di talaga ako fan ng, I'm not condoning or supporting cancel culture kasi I think that's so toxic culture. Napaka-toxic nung gawin nun. Pero, to call out someone na gumawa ng grossly irresponsible na it may compromise the public national mask, diba? Or, ano, general mask. I think, mas maganda na rin na i-call out rin siya for that. And, you know, kasi, ano yun eh, She did something na sobrang irresponsible na sobrang hazardous. Oh, hazardous. Na ako may, yun, dangerous na lang yun. Na dangerous sa general population, specifically dito sa Metro Manila, you know, with the Omicron, I always mispronounce that variant. So yan, si Omicron, panibagong variant ng COVID, you know, and this girl, apparently, she was infected with this kind of variant of COVID, and instead na mag-quarantine siya, she nilabag niya yung health protocols for such that hindi siya pumunta ng quarantine. Instead, pumunta siya sa party within population, sa Makati, no population, di ba? Inuman ng mga social. So, ayun, they deliberately cancel this girl. But, you know, ako kasi, if you do something stupid, it is harmful sa general public. You deserve it, you know. Kasi di magandang, excuse na, may iba daw kasi minabasa ko in this Twitter, Twitter people, may iba, dapat i-cancel yan. No, she should not be canceled because ganito ba yan. Marami, may mga nag-defense sa kanya. Possibly mga simple. I don't know this girl though, hindi ko pa siya nakita. Siguro pretty siya kaya maraming nagsisim sa kanya to the point na may nag-white knight sa kanya. But you know, sinasabi rin na this girl, she probably having a FOMO. So ganito nga yan. What is FOMO? FOMO is fuck your mother. Hindi, joke lang. Yeah, FOMO, it means fear of missing out. FOMO. Fear of missing out. So, I mean ako. Ako naman yung taong may severe talaga. Ako naman yung taong na aware naman ako na may ganito ako. Pero if I know na mababa may sakit ako, yung sobrang alam mo yun? Sobrang reasonable naman nung excuse mo. Halimbawa, ayan, may COVID ka na meron kang Omicron variant, ganyan, stuff like that. You know, it's safe to say na exempted ka dito sa FOMO shit na to. I mean, kung mahal mo talaga yung, or kung nag-care ka talaga dun sa mga taong nasa paligid mo, you don't do something grossly irresponsible like that, you know? Ayun lang yung akin. At ngayon, I spend my, 3 minutes ranting about this girl. But, yun nga. People shitting about this girl for that responsibility. So, let's proceed sa next topic. So, No Way Home, ha? If you know me, personally, it's kind of my personality na maging fan ng Marvel Comics. And knowing this, yung No Way Home, hindi siya papalabas ng advance, it's kind of bumped me out, you know, sa totoo lang. Kasi for me, parang napaka irresponsible, di siya unreasonable na hindi siya palabas ng advance sa Pilipinas. Kasi if you know, nung mga Star Wars days, halimbawa pre-pandemic, di ba? You know, the sequel trilogy, kalimitan, pinapalabas yan advance within the Philippines. So, before MMFF, pinapalabas siya ahead of time para mapanood ng mga tao, mga 2 months ahead sa Amerika, kalimitan. Then, after nung MMFF, papalabas uli nila yung Star Wars, which is ayun ang kinakagawian natin. So, I'm okay with that. Pero medyo nagulat lang ako. Hindi yung naging ganito yung talito, case between No Way Home. So, some people biniblame yung MMFF for that. Kasi bakit daw hindi daw pinalabas yung kasi daw sa MMFF. Well, the MMFF, right from the start, ginawa naman siya, may batas nga for MMFF, di ba? Na kailangan magpalabas ng mga pelikulang Pilipino within Christmas to show support and respect to the Philippine film industry, which is I deeply respected and supported naman talaga. not really deeply supported, but more likely respected. Napanood ko siya nung mga bata ko, napanood ko ah, MFM Kamisote, yung My Little Bossing, yata yung pinakahuli ko napanood na MMFF film. But you know, some people swamping out some films. Well, ako, kind of funny for me na pag-tripan yung mga MMFF, specifically kung yung MMFF film na yun is not that quality, di siya magandang quality talaga. Kaya marami rin nang babash sa MMFF, you know, it's not a Christmas time kundi ka nang babash ng MMFF. So yun, actually gusto ko yung pinapalabas nila ng 2017 na yung mga matitino, yung walang Enteng Kabisote, walang Vice Ganda. Quality film siya, kaso, you know, di siya pinapanood ng masa Pilipino kasi walang masyadong comedy, masyadong pang-woke, di ba? It appeals to the woke community, but it does not appeal to the general Filipino community. So, they scrap it later on. So, bumalik tayo sa puro funny, yung kay Vice Ganda, kay Bossing. You know, we balik on that. Pero okay naman yung naging climate nung MMFF. After that then, you know, pandemic. Syempre, hindi ka makakanood ng sine last year. Pero magaganda rin naman daw yung mga films. Say, for example, yung Fangirl, yung kay Paolo Bellina, pati kay Charlie Dizon. Lanat ko siya, napaka, it's great. Kumbaga, it's kind of breath of fresh air. Wow, fresh air. So, breath of fresh air na siya kasi di siya yung kalimitan na shaky rotten and roll. Di siya yung Bossing, Vice Ganda, tear kind of movie. So, it is refreshing na panood. Ano pala? Lagi na lang sasabi, refreshing. So, after that, ngayon 2021, and they shitting about The Exorcist, which is yung MMFF film ni Tony Gonzaga and Alex Gonzaga. No. Right for the fact na it is a shitty film. Plus, you know, with the debacle with Tony Gonzaga having this interview with son of Bongbong, son of President Marcos, Bongbong Marcos, which is a presidential aspirant. Ayoko na pag-usapan sa inyo. Masyado nang political yon, pero maraming tao na nag-bad trip dun sa ginawa ni Tony Gonzaga kasi it shows like a political, you know, political move dun sa part ni Alex Gonzaga. And knowing for the fact na yung pamilyang Gonzaga is a supporter of Marcos, so maraming people na syempre they take the shit out of the Gonzaga sisters, especially dito sa Exorcist. Hindi lang dun sa the fact na shitty talaga yung palabas, na wala talaga may bibigay na quality. Sa pa yung the fact na apologies sila. So yun. But you know, with that, parang sobrang OA naman na parang i-associate mo yung isang film festival para lang sa isang shitty film. Kasi may mga ibang films naman na may offer naman na maayos-ayos naman, decent. May friend ako, nanonood daw ako ng Hard Day, yung kay Ding Dong Dantes. Medyo boring daw. But you know, at least di siya shitty tire. Siguro boring lang talaga. Kasi wala yung may bibigay na something new. So yun. Yung The Big Night, di ko pa napapanood. Ay, wala naman ang pera. yun. Pero most likely, kaya di tinatangkilik ng mga Pilipino at ng MMFF. Due to the fact na parang it is a silent protest na di pinalabas yung No Way Home. May meme na nga na mas pinipilahan daw yung pagdito, yung victory liner kaysa sa MMFF kasi may mga piratang No Way Home na daw, di ba? So yun, it's kind of funny, but you know, it's kind of sad part din kasi ang pinaka core ang goal nung or ang pinaka main goal ng MMFF is to give respect and support to the Philippine film industry. And yet with this new way home, 'di ba, kel MMFF, kukonti lang nanonood ng ano ngayon ng MMFF. But you know, sa akin it's kind of unfair din dun sa part ng MMFF kasi ano, 'di ba, the goal, parang di nila na reach yung pinaka-goal ng MMFF this year. Kasi maraming taong sobrang pissed off na hindi pinalabas yung No Way Home. And maraming tao rin na biniblame yung MMFF sa hindi paglabas ng No Way Home. But you know, may nabasa rin ako dito within the internet. Chinat niya yung, ewan ko kung legit to, pero chinat niya yung sa MMFF, eh, syempre sa MMFF, nag-respond. Wala naman silang responsibility for distributing No Way Home. Decision daw yan ni Columbia Pictures, which is, I think it is true na decision talaga ni, ano, Columbia Pictures na hindi palabas yung No Way Home ahead of time. Kasi siguro out of respect din sa MMFF, pero due to the fact na alam ko na yung Lucasfilms, pati yung Walt Disney Pictures, nil-distribute naman nila at pinalabas nila yung yun nga, yung Star Wars the sequel trilogy ahead of time. So mas convinced ako na hindi naman talaga, kasi wala naman talagang authority si MMFF na sabihin na wag ipalabas ang No Way Home. Ang tanging may authority lang na makapagsabi na may didistribute at ipapalabas ang No Way Home is yung Columbia at yung Sony Pictures. Diba? So, ayun. Kind of their decision. Don't blame the MMFF. Blame the distributor. So, ayun. Marami rin petition. Actually, it's kind of slack division. Pero, ayun nga. Nag-sign din ako sa petition sa change.org, even though na it's kinda in vain, but you know, I tried. Kasi you know, mas maganda na ano, na may spread yung petition, but hindi na heed out yung petition niyan. So that's kinda sad. Maghintay tayo ng 8 days ngayon para manood ng No Way Home. Pero kung ayun, para mag, so, paano naman yung mga spoiler ngayon, Tats? So, that's the funny part. Mga 2 days before, after palabas mo yung mga spoiler naman. I kinda, you know, ni-ignore ko na lang. Kasi I don't want to spoil my experience na panoorin. Kahit alam ko, kahit kating-kating na akong panoorin yung mga spoiler, ayokong panoorin siya kasi ayokong, for me, may ibang tao na kapag na-spoil sila, mas gusto niya panoorin kasi, ganito ganyan. Pero for me, mas maganda yung may blank slate ka, tapos wala kang alam-alam sa pelikula, para di ma-spoil yung movie experience mo. But you know, iba-iba tayo na experiences in watching films. So yun. Maghintay ako ng 8 days or siguro 9 days kasi may gagawin niya ako sa 8. yun. Or siguro bago muna ako punta sa pumunta ko, manonood muna ako ng No Way Home, tapos punta ko na. You know, that's the good thing about free choice, diba? Free will. You can do anything, whatever you want. So, ano pa ba? So, yun lang naman siguro yung mga irarant ko ngayon. So, oh nga pala, wear periwinkle kung may t-shirt kayong periwinkle or kakulay nun, wear that thing because you know periwinkle is the color of the year daw na 2022. So let's wear periwinkle. Narap ko nga yung medyo purplish na medyo periwinkle kasi mukha siyang blue violet na picture and ay na t-shirt picture. Sinabi ko yung picture kasi ayun yung sinot ko nung sa DP ko ngayon, which is yung picture ko within 2027 lang. Yung nga, ano yung bago pa lang yung bahay namin, bagong gawa pa lang. So, nag-picture ako. Medyo smug. Oh, smug. tapos may Santa hat. Then after that, ayun na yung official. Yan yung lagi kong dinitip eh. Within din. Kasi, you know, I think pogi ako dun. And I know for the fact kapag nakita ko sarili kong pogi ko dun, ayun na yung gagawin kong ano kasi. I rarely take selfies. Kasi di naman talaga ako ganun ka-confident sa mukhang. I have to be confident. This face. With this bud, with this freaking brain, with this my morality. Anyway, so that's for it for this podcast. Pasensya na for rambling. And I hope na sobrang safe kayo. I hope na hindi kayo, you know, hindi kayo inisip po ngayon, hindi kayo nagkakasakit ngayon. Ang mahalaga maka... For me, ang mahalaga for this holiday, especially sa ano sa spirit of Christmas, kung may sobrang gusto ko sa story ni Jesus Christ is the concept of redemption. You know, pero for me parang within the ano inception ng kwento ni Jesus Christ, within the redemption, it gives us it serves us more optimism within the human race, you know, knowing to the fact na even though we do something that fucked up, we can still redeem ourselves as a human beings, you know. We can make and break things, you know, and we can invent new stuff that makes our life more easier and convenient, and we can break things, you know. We can wage wars to each other because of certain beliefs, which is, I think, it's kind of ridiculous. But, you know, at the end of the day, we can still redeem ourselves. And kung ano man yung sinisimbolo ni Jesus Christ, it is the symbolism of redemption and hope. Na even though na makagawa tayo ng kasalanan at some point as a human being, as a human race, we can still redeem to each other, you know. And I think that's a good, you know, we can still punish those who did go wrong, but, you know, mas maganda na we accept our faults and we move forward and redeem ourselves. I am firmly believer of redemption talaga. Hindi ako masyado religious, pero gusto ko yung konsepto ng redemption talaga. I prefer redemption than concept of revenge. Kasi kapag yung revenge, it's kind of, we are tweets, but you know, napaka-mess up nung calling the quits concept ng revenge. Mas maganda yung redemption na lang. Accept what we do wrong and move forward and do something right without those faults. So, yun lang. That's for it for this podcast. Dahil nabit 30 minutes kasi 30 minutes lang yung meron dito sa Anchor.fm, which is sponsored by this podcast. Salamat Anchor for making this podcast you know, possible. Wow! So yun, Happy New Year everyone! Merry Christmas and hopefully we redeem ourselves as a human being and stay safe, mga kaibigan.